What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. All that good stuff. It's your boy, Chef Mac B. You're now tuned into the Grill and Chill podcast. And this is a podcast for people who love good food, good drinks, love the smoke and grill, little combo, little chill in between. From the home cooks to the grill enthusiasts to the pit masters. You know, we're going to discuss the good, the bad, and the ugliest of ugly when it comes to grilling. Good recipes, fun in the kitchen, backyard topics, interviews with some of those who love the same thing. And of course, trash talk is included. Grab your drink, get your food off the grill and the smoker. Let's grill and chill. Again, good morning to all. We up and early, rise and shine. Got a day off from my other job, so, you know, I got to get it in, y'all. Got to get it in. If I'm not mistaken, we are currently on, I want to say this episode 9. Yeah, this is episode 9. So, again, for all y'all tuning in, I think I had over 300 listeners. I got close to, I want to say 10 to 15 subscribers. I truly appreciate all that. But, of course, we're talking about food as always. You know what this weekend is? We got two more days, y'all. Super Bowl weekend. What's our topic for discussion? The rules of barbecue and the myths. So there's some things that, you know, some things you might think is a myth, some things that you have to do, other things that you don't do. Yeah. Some may be true, some may not necessarily be true. But of course, it's always a toss-up and a topic of discussion. Marinating your meat. Do you always have to marinate your meat? Not necessarily. I like injecting mine and marinating it, throw a little dry rub on it. You know, it's truly, really, really up to you. What if you're hosting a barbecue? It's the same thing as cooking barbecue. Not necessarily. If you're barbecuing, and I'm gonna big piece of meat hit over a grill or a smoker just to add flavor to the meat. Now your griller is gonna be hot and fast. You're using charcoal, wood. Some people like the propane. I do it here and there, but you know, I'm a charcoal and wood kind of guy, no homo. But it's necessarily up to you. How about this myth? Real men don't use recipes. I'm gonna tell you right now, that's a lie. I'm guilty. Pinterest is one of my go-tos. Just because you use a recipe don't necessarily mean that, you know, you're not a culinary master or a pit master. I can tell you right now, some of the best recipes, or even some of the most some good pointers that I got as far as dry rubs, I found on Pinterest. One of my barbecue projects I did was a stuffed meatloaf. And of course you can do it in the oven, but the way I did mine, I smoked it. And the recipe I seen on Pinterest, the guy had a bacon wrap meatloaf. And he stuffed his with pepper jack cheese, Wisconsin cheddar, and I think it was another cheese. I did mine similar to the tea. But the only difference is instead of just my basic seasonings, I did mine with a dry rub. I didn't wrap it in bacon, and I smoked mine. When I tell you, hey, real men do use recipes. I'm guilty of that. Now, here's a barbecue rule. I don't think this is a myth. Be on time and come hungry because the food won't last. I'm going to say that's true. Because depending on who house you go to, you got some people who house you go to, you be like, okay, first question you ask when they invite you over, who's cooking? Because there's some people house, I ain't going to say no names, I want to. You already know they really can't throw down. And you know what you like. If it ain't you, and it ain't the ones in your circles that throw down, we're going to take our time. I might eat before I come. But if you know that somebody can throw down in that kitchen or on that grill and smoker, come hungry. You got to be on time because it's a possibility it ain't going to last. Now, this is another rule. I might bang on my on the podium for this one. Never touch another man's grill. I can't stress that enough. Have you ever been in the kitchen? And I know my family, I love my wife, love my mother-in-law, love my kids, everybody. I'm guilty of this. When I'm in the kitchen If I need your help, I'm going to ask for your help. If I'm on that grill and I'm getting my grill on, I got my thing on. If I ask for assistance, I'm going to call somebody over for some help. Best believe. But if I call somebody, I'm going to make sure that they know what I like, because I know what they like. But if I season my stuff, you know, and I use a utensil here and there, but I got my grill gloves, so I'm touching my stuff on the grill with my grill gloves on. I leave to go, let's just say, go get me a beer. My wife need me to do something. I go side help her out, so she need to help with some sides or whatever. And I come back, and I got my neighbor throwing some seasonings on my ribs that I got smoking. You think he's staying at that barbecue long? I might catch a charge. He might see me in jail. Now, here's another myth. Then again, it could be a rule. Sauce happens. And that's the toss-up of the debate. Because I'm a dry rub connoisseur. I love all things dry rub. Seasonings can, and dry rub in particular, can bring out the flavor in the meat that a lot of sauce can't. Sauce can cover up the flavor of your meat if you drown it in sauce. But don't get me wrong. There are some sauces out there. You use just enough. Brush that sauce on that meat, not drowning it. Hey, there's nothing wrong with sauce. Sauce happens. Now, here's another rule. If you're moaning while you're eating the barbecue, that's considered a compliment to the cook. You're dang right. You ever ate some ribs or ever had some brisket and the brisket was so tender you just, yeah, the chef heard that. You might not think he heard it, but eat that barbecue brisket sandwich and look and see the chef. He give you that nod and you just give him that like, yeah, bro, that's good right there. Now, here's another one. I don't know. This is in my top five rules. Ain't nothing wrong with popping a beer or two or three when you're getting your grill on. Amen. Let the pit masters all say, man, ain't nothing wrong with popping a cold one while you're getting your grill on. Here's another one that's considered a barbecue rule. You can use utensils, but they're optional. And see, I'm in agreement with that because I have plenty of barbecue utensils. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with your utensils. You're going to need your big spatula. You flip your burgers. You got your tongs for grabbing whatever else. I like my grill gloves. You know, they're heat resistant. I can grab and flip everything over the fire. You know, choice is yours, but utensils are optional. Oh, here's one of my favorites. We are number 9 on barbecue rules and myths. Always come with something. You can't stress that enough. I'm going to give you a story behind this. So Super Bowl Sunday, this is some years ago. You know, we were at my wife's aunt's house. We know we had about 20. We invited like a whole bunch of family and friends there. Of course, I'm getting my cook on. I'm doing all the meats. The family's doing the sides. Coolers are full. We got plenty of beer. We got plenty of wine. We getting plenty of drinks. We getting ready for a showdown. So one of the older friends, him and his wife come, hey, Mac, what you need me to bring? I said, well, we got plenty of meat, plenty of ribs. He said, well, I was thinking about bringing some more ribs. I said, hey, I got plenty of charcoal. The fire's still going. He goes to Publix. He comes with the already made ribs. Don't get me wrong. I'm a pork rib connoisseur. I love my baby backs. I love my spare ribs, especially with the rib tips. Ooh. But when you're coming with already made ribs, that to a degree, that's an insult to the cook. Especially if you know the cook throwdown, hey man, work your mojo. He came with 6 slabs already made. Come with drinks, paper products. There's nothing wrong with coming with. You can never run out of paper plates, paper towels, utensils, red cups. You can never run out of that. Come with drinks. Why do you come to a barbecue with 6 slabs of ribs and you leave them with 4 of those slabs that you bought? Not to mention about 4 or 5 containers of what the people of the house cook. Always come with something, but don't leave with stuff you didn't come with. Let's move on to the next one. You gotta love the animals because they taste good. That's a rule. Your pigs, your chickens. Now you gotta love animals. Animals are a beautiful creation from the Most High. But when they slice and dice on that grill or in the fryer, the love is always there even more. Now, number 11, this caused a stir when I posted this on my IG. And if you don't know about my IG is Max Smokey Barbecue. You know, I got pics galore. My IG will get you hungry. But I said one day, never trust a skinny chef. No offense to my skinny people out there. I'm a big dude. I love to eat. I love to get my grill on. I smoke my meats. And I love to eat. My skinny chefs out there, I know y'all can do y'all thing. It's just a wordplay. It's just a saying. I'm not saying, not trying to take no food out y'all mouths. Some of y'all skinny chefs eat as much as I do and don't gain a lick of weight. No offense. I love y'all too. But never trust a skinny chef. Here's number 12. Where there's smoke, there's flavor. I think that is so true. You ever rode through a neighborhood or just rode through your particular neighborhood, riding down the street to get to your house? Your window's down. It's a nice spring, summer day, whatever the case may be. And you smell smoke. You're like, oh, somebody out here getting their grill on. When there's smoke, there's going to be some flavor. Somebody in that house know what they're doing. 13. Clean up after yourself. We deal with that a lot here in this household. Because when I cook, I clean as I go. Sometimes I clean the kitchen or so much. So sometimes I put all the stuff that I cook in the containers and no one in the house hasn't even eaten yet. I clean as I go. Because who wants a dirty kitchen, let alone a dirty house? Even when I'm on the grill. When I start early in the morning with my smoke or even with my grilling, when I'm done with everything, I try to get my coals heat extinguished, especially if I know I don't have anything else going on. And then I get them coals out of there, put them in a separate bag to where it won't affect anything. And I clean out my grill. I clean out my grill and smoker after every use. Hey, who wants the grill to rust up and down the long run? Ain't but so much you can do with that grill no more. You got to get a brand new another grill. That doesn't make sense. Clean as you go, people. Clean as you go. Now, this is a barbecue rule that's in my top five also. And I used to get backlash on this with my boys. But your beer has to be cold at all times. There should be no temperature drop in your beer. I got a cooler full. I keep a cooler full with ice. I got a fridge in the house that stash my beers. The temperature in that refrigerator is at 41 degrees. So it's a big possibility when you pop that can and a little smoke come out, you might get a little slush layer at the top. But guaranteed you might catch brain freeze drinking this beer because the temperature has to be right at all times. Here's another. If you can't stand the heat, you're going to have to be a beer runner. Summertime, I know I'm guilty of this, but I be getting my drink on. I get my water in also. Be like, man, it's too hot out here. And you out here barbecuing? Man, I'm about to go in the house. Cool. If you're going to go in the house and you can't take the heat, or you out here in this wintertime and we in front of this grill and it's burning hot and you can't take the heat, well, you're going to be the one going to grab the beer. And when I need my beer, when my can get empty and I crush that can, throw it in the trash, I'm going to need another cold one in my hand ASAP. As soon as I turn around, that thing better be sitting in my hand. And the top need to be popped when you bring it. Enough said. Here's another barbecue rule or myth. My grill, my rules, unless you're qualified or if I ask your opinion. That goes along with that other one, to not touch another man's grill. In my circle of friends, a lot of my people, my friends, they barbecue connoisseurs, they pit master. I'm going to give you an example. My brother-in-law has probably some of the best brisket I've ever had. Commercial barbecue spot, hole-in-the-wall spot. I will compare some of his brisket to some of the best brisket I've tasted in certain states that I've had a chance to visit and eat their barbecue. When he has a question or something on barbecue, he'd be like, Mac and Cheese, Big Mac, you think I should such, 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 such? Yeah, man, we should leave it alone for maybe about 30, 45 more minutes. You should do a little bit more of that rub on there that you had on earlier, too. All right, cool. You think I should wrap him? Yeah, that'll hold the moisture in, Pat. That'll hold the moisture in. Cool. If you're qualified, you know I'm gonna ask your opinion. But it's my rules if it's my grill. Shouldn't be no, hey man, I think you should do this. Whoa. Did you start this fire? Did you like the oak wood? Did you like my hickory wood? No, I didn't. Don't you throw no lighter fluid. You know what? Get out my house. My grill, my rules, unless you're qualified or if I ask your opinion. Plain and simple. Here's another barbecue rule or myth. And I think somebody might. You know what? I think a lot of folks gonna put this on me. Barbecue is the only sport where a fat bald guy is the culinary Michael Jordan. Yes. I'm pleasantly plump. I keep my hair skinned. I don't do the hair thing. I am bald. But I am a culinary gangster. And I am the barbecue MJ. Yes, I am. And if you wanna try me in a slam dunk contest, we can do this. Here's another barbecue rule. Flavor comes first. And it's all depends on your taste, on your liking. Again, some people are simple when it comes to their seasonings or their flavors. You know, your garlic powder, your onion powder, your black pepper, your red peppercorn flakes, your smoked paprika. I came across a Spanish smoked paprika. It's very smoky. It's really, really good when it comes to meats. Your brown sugar, your dry mustard. The simple stuff you might use for either flavoring your meats for a dry rub or just anything, or even your sides. Flavor has to come first. You want to make sure things are tasting to a degree to where once you finish cooking it, that flavor is going to stand out. All meat should be accompanied with a drink. Yes, sir. Whether it's a hot dog, a sausage, a hamburger, a piece of rib, a piece of a brisket, a pulled pork sandwich. It can be water, Kool-Aid, a juice, a soda, a can of beer. Hey, you might even want a little shot of brown or a shot of white, far as I'm concerned. But all meat should be accompanied with a drink. I do agree with that. Now, here's another rule. Barbecue sauce on your face or on your clothes is a mark of respect. Yes, it is. Sometimes you can be eating one of my buddies, he loves my pulled pork. I make a mean pulled pork, and I smoke my pulled pork for about 10-12 hours, depending on what I got the temp on. And I make my little coleslaw. I have my coleslaw mix, of course, but I throw a little dry rub in there. That's the only seasoning I throw in there. So my coleslaw has a little smoky kind of hit to it because I had that smoked Spanish paprika in there. And he'll throw a little sauce on that thing to make it a little messy. And he'll bite that sandwich like, come on, man, you got to be kidding me. It been a fell on his shirt and his pants. It pisses off because you're fresh when you're eating your barbecue. But that's a sign of respect. I'm going to wipe that barbecue sauce and keep on getting your eat on. Now, this is a true-to-life rule. Never let the weather stop you from grilling. That is the truth. Rain, sleet, hail, snow. Ain't no other way to go but to continue to get your grill on. One of my buddies, I think one tailgating we did, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 years ago, down here in Georgia, we went to the Falcons game. That Saturday we did I think it was like the SEC championship game. I think Alabama was playing, I want to say Washington State. And we always rent an RV. We take the little pit down there. We got our grill on. We got surprised. We went to the game. And at the time, it was a bad situation for my buddy who threw the tailgating. But he still wanted to go and enjoy himself and have fun. But that following Sunday, of course, because we had to stay overnight because it was a big football weekend here in the state. That Sunday, the Falcons, they were playing the Saints. Because that's usually the game we end up catching the Sunday. When I tell you it stormed that day, but we had four tents out there. And we had a tent over me and the other guy, one of my older buddies. We was out there getting our grill on because I trust him on the grill just as much as he trusts me. And because he's a decade or two older than me, he quizzed me. He like, I like you. This going to be our cooler. Ain't nobody getting in our cooler. When I tell you it rained and stormed so bad, man, I end up losing my voice out there. But that was one of the best times of tailgating I had. So don't never let weather stop you from getting your grill on. Here's a funny. This ain't even a myth, but this is just plain common sense. Please, 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 please. Don't barbecue naked. You out here with your apron on, trying to be baby boy, getting your grill on. What if some spark and flop on your apron? Then you're in your butt ball neck in the front of the grill. You're frying your meat. Then you might get fried. Please, please, please. People, don't barbecue naked. Here's the last one. Remember, barbecue is a competition sport. Make sure yours is better than the last bad barbecue you went to. You ever been to a bad barbecue? I can say I have. I can say that I actually helped somebody with a barbecue, and the food that they got made me second guess wanting to do it for them. Before I close out, here's that story. So I helped somebody. I want to say it was like a graduation party, something like that. And they had your basic stuff, your chicken, different pieces of chicken. They had your sausage and your hot dogs. Of course, they asked family members to make side. And they got burgers. Now, I'm a firm believer in making your own burgers. Getting your 80-20 ground beef or whatever type of mixture you decide. Your brisket burgers, just burgers in general. I'm a firm believer in making your own burgers. I love stuffed burgers. Stuff them out with various type of cheeses, of course. And when you throw them on the grill and smoke them, or grill them however you grill them, and that cheese melt, oh, that's a whole nother ball game, people. But this particular barbecue, I grilled for a cousin. A cousin. Again, I was married to the family. And, you know, this is my wife's cousin. And she has some burgers called, I want to say it's called Flanders. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's like an orange and white box. Now, this burger in particular, this is the burger that was considered the struggle meal when you was a kid. Now, these burgers, I want to say, is made of soy and other products. And these burgers in particular, if you put these burgers on a grill, like if I did that for somebody, like with her, I told her I can't put these burgers on the grill, because if I do, they're going to fall right through the grates. It's going to cause a fire. Well, can you put some foil on there? I said, I look, for $20, I think the box is like $17, $18. You can either go to Sam's Club or Walmart, even Costco, and you can get the already made beef burgers. They're 100% beef. If I don't make them myself, those are some great burgers that you can have in your stash. And I think it's like 36 or 40 in the box. And it's about $20 for the box. Great buy. So she said, well, no, you don't have to do that. Just cook these. I said, okay. I put the foil down. Mind you, this wasn't a big boy grill or a big boy smoker. This is like one of them, let's just say $99 type grills. So the steel was okay. But just think, if something catches fire and the paint comes off, you get my drift. So I did the burgers. I had 10 patties on there, because that's how big the grill was. It can only fit like 8 to 10 patties on there. So they start cooking. This grease is building up. And I'm like, I got to get this grease out of here, because if I don't get this grease out of here, it's going to start popping everywhere. It's going to leak into the bottom. It's going to start a fire. Lo and behold, this grease got into the charcoal, got into my little wood chips. It had the whole grill on fire. We're on a wood deck, so you can already picture the scene. I felt like I was on Phil Army. I was on America's Funny Home Videos. I felt like I was on somebody YouTube pranks. And I'm doing my all to try to get this fire down. I put the top down. It lowered the fire for a minute, but then the fire ended up kind of coming from the inside out, to where it started burning the paint on the side. And the beer in my hand, I had no choice, because it was like spur of the moment, trying to quick think. And I didn't want to add fuel to the fire, because, of course, if I threw water in there, y'all already know the deal. So I was able to, with the Budweiser I had at the time and the Modelo or whatever beer, other beer I had on the side, because I popped that one open too. I got the fire low at the bottom. And I called out. I said, please, don't you ever buy these burgers again, because this is what can happen. I posted that on my Instagram some years ago. And I said, and I'm going to leave you with these words. I was like, don't you ever bring these burgers to a barbecue, if you're invited to a barbecue, please, because this is going to cause a fire. Barbecue myths and barbecue rules. Guys, this is Chef Mac B. Over and out. Hopefully I can get another podcast in before the weekend is up. It's Friday. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Last but not least, everybody, y'all enjoy that Super Bowl Sunday. What's on your menu for the Super Bowl? Wings, dip, whatever it is. Y'all enjoy y'all Super Bowl weekend. Chef Mac B, Max Smoke the Barbecue, Grill and Chill Podcast, we out.